The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. My name is John Stadtmiller, and this is Wednesday's broadcast, 29th of November, 2017. And this is breaking news, folks. From the Washington Standard, in another stunning turn of events, all of the Tier 3 defendants in the Bundy Ranch trials, including Cliven, Ammon Bundy, and Ryan Payne, have all been given pretrial release. So much for the threat to society. There's a few reports here. I watched Shalise Finicum. This was LaVoy Finicum's daughter that was murdered by the FBI. By the way, the FBI guy, they got him for lying, and that's the last you heard of the situation. What do they do with FBI agents caught lying? Turn them into CIA agents or politicians? Or maybe newspaper reporters? I don't know. At any rate, here is Brian Hyde. He was at the Denver airport. I guess he did this report from an airport. Here is Brian Hyde with his report.
Hi, this is Brian Hyde, and I'm checking in. Actually, I'm at the Las Vegas airport.
I'm sorry, Las Vegas.
I really wish I was downtown at the courthouse. There's a lot of excitement going on, and a very surprising announcement that came out this afternoon indicating that Cliven Bundy and Ammon Bundy are going to be given pretrial release. Now, it was surprising when the judge gave Ryan pretrial release just before Thanksgiving. And yesterday, it was almost a shock when she amended his house arrest to simply curfew. And we don't know all of the details about the conditions of pretrial release for Ammon and for Cliven Bundy, but the fact that something happened in a hearing this morning, there was a sealed hearing, which means only the players and their counsel were allowed to be in the courtroom. The public was kicked out. Something happened in that meeting, and the good news of the day is that Cliven and Ammon, for sure, are going to be rejoining their families, albeit under pretrial release. We really need to emphasize, pretrial release does not mean that this trial is over. It does not mean that they are completely free men. It just means that they are not going to be starting and ending their day in prison, which they've been doing for about the last 23 months. And that's a huge, massive improvement for them and for their families. Most of the Bundy family was actually there at the courthouse today. And so the timing really couldn't be better. It was an amazing thing to see happen. There's more details that are going to be coming up, but we'll have to save most of those for our late afternoon report. We want to make sure that the facts we have are solid for you and that we're not misleading you. We don't know the status of Ryan Payne at this time. There are multiple credible sources right now in Las Vegas that are reporting that Ammon and Cliven Bundy will be given pretrial release. And that is what we know at this point. You can imagine the happiness of their family members who have been waiting for a very long time to see these men. Don't let anybody tell you that prayers and faith being exercised on behalf of other people doesn't have an impact. We don't know the reasons why the judge may have had this change. Those are questions that we're asking too, and hopefully we'll have some answers for you shortly. But
and also from Brad Thornton, he issued the news, I guess, initially and answered questions about it.
All right, live.
Hello, everybody, Patriots. Should we wait a second for to get some viewers here? Dave, tell me when we get a few viewers.
We ain't got none yet.
Yeah? Do you have a schedule where you got to have at least two like me?
I think we got one now.
Okay, one's good enough. Okay, reporting live from Las Vegas, Nevada, 333 Las Vegas Boulevard, out in front of the federal courthouse. The information that we now have is the entire Tier 3 will be released. That's what we are hearing. So that's the Bundys, Cliven, Ammon, Mill, Davey, and Ryan Payne. This is what we're hearing, and it sounds like it's a done deal. So thank God for everybody's prayers. We had a really interesting thing this morning. There was a giant rainbow. Seriously, there was a giant rainbow over this courthouse this morning. All kinds of witnesses saw it, and we did. I personally took it as a sign. I think everybody else did too. So miracles are happening. God is blessing us, and we're going to have some beautiful experiences here really quick, really soon, hopefully. We're waiting for them to come out that door right there.
Amen.
So,
all right, let's see if we can't capture a piece here where they're actually coming out of the building. I'm sure it wasn't the gay and lesbians and bisexuals and transsexuals that put up the rainbow. and they're edging toward, looks like a press conference here. Just give me a second, and we will give that to you. Hold on. It's just a gaggle of press that are waiting. And I don't see any of the Bundys there. So as soon as press conference comes forth, and I'm sure there will be, unless the judge put a gag order on, and I would not put that past a federal judge to do just that. Well, I know somebody's going to have a nice Christmas this year. You know, geez, what's going on here? I mean, my goodness. Ryan Payne, I'm not so sure that Ryan Payne is one of the good guys. We'll see. Because there's a lot of people that were involved with this, the Bundy Ranch situation. Mal here, give it a name. I mean, Tom Lacovara's out? Well, kind of out. Kind of still in, kind of out. But he's in a federal halfway house. And for you folks out there, tune in tonight, 9 p.m. Central Time. An in-depth report will be on the Lacovara Jones and Laurie Anderson show at 9 p.m. They're calling it the Lacovara.
They're calling RTR Reloaded.
RTR Reloaded?
Still under Eric Jones.
Okay. At any rate, good news. You know, folks, I can hope here, maybe this federal judge has finally sniffed out that something was very wrong about this. And that she was being heavy-handed and probably told to be so. But maybe this person doesn't want their head on a chopping block because maybe enough information is filtered through to her that, you know, do you know what's going on in Nevada? Do you actually know what the government is doing? I mean, isn't it true that Ammon Bundy, everybody else around her, how many different ranchers? Was there like 150 ranchers that would have been shut down, run out of there, put out of business, and that Bundy was one of the last remaining. And of course, we've got that, you know, in order to dig up uranium, we got to have the rights in which to do it. So the BLM is out there harassing the Bundys, killing their cattle, steamrolling them into the ditch or bulldozing them into a ditch. People, this range war has been going on for more than a half a century. All they wanted was the answer to the question, whose damn land is this anyhow? And I've told this story often. I'm going to burn it into your brain. That this land was set aside, the government was in trust of that land, and it was to be returned when there was statehood in the territory. Well, the statehood came, but the land didn't. I mean, they're riding shotgun over millions and millions and millions and millions of acres and not really doing a good job as being stewards of the land, as so they claim. So just maybe this thing is starting to get through to a lot of these federalities that, wait a minute here, this Uranium One deal? Who is the Nevada senator, old Deadeye Dick, that got his hat and left town and said, well, I got to go, I'm sorry? Yeah, Harry Reid. I didn't want to mention his name, but you forced me to. By going, huh? What? Yeah, maybe Deadeye Dick got out of town because he knew the heat was going to be turned up, and he's right in the middle of it. Maybe this federal judge is going to back off of this thing and make this case go quietly away. Maybe, just maybe, that the orders will be stop being issued by Washington, D.C., that these terrorists, the kind of grow cattle, those kind of terrorists. What? Homegrown terrorists. There you go again. You better open up your mic or shut up, because I keep going, huh? Why? Because it's real hard to hear through that glass. Or at least hit the speakerphone. We have a little intercom system here that we can talk to each other without trying to yell through glass. All right. A little bit more on this flu vaccine thing, which it pains me, folks. Now, I can see how older Americans can be cajoled and convinced that, get a flu shot. Gosh, you don't want to get the flu. You know what it's like to get a cold at your age. You know, that could turn into pneumonia and kill you. And I'm watching the retirees, not zombified yet, but lining up for these damn flu shots. And the things don't work. Another scam being run by the pharmaceuticals. I mean, my God, folks, could you imagine if America actually started to understand and realize? Now, this is important because last week I mentioned this, that over in jolly old England, the people of retirement age on over there are on at least 6 prescription drugs. Why? And it's the same here in America. And God forbid if the American people would ever learn that the pharma cartels and their dope dealers, or I'm sorry, their drug dealers, the doctors, that this kind of hand in hand here, and, well, we're just going to keep doing this. But what if the American people found out that that's all these doctors are there for, to prescribe stuff to alleviate symptoms and not do anything about the underlying cause? What if they learn the truth about high blood pressure? They're there to cite, oh, the number one problem here in the United States is heart attacks. Well, we've been told for years and years and years that those heart attacks, they went through how many years and confused the hell out of people of what good cholesterol is versus bad cholesterol. And then there are a host of drug makers out there running their advertisements. You can lower your cholesterol. I was thinking about this one day, and they said, well, eating fatty foods and things like that causes high blood pressure. Well, what about the Eskimos? That's what they eat up there. Every time I think of an Eskimo, I think of a seal stuffed in her mouth eating blubber. Whatever. It didn't make any sense. Gosh. Boy, I'll tell you what, if that ever happened, I'd like to buy stock in Extendivite. He's going to have people lining up. At any rate, the flu vaccine is the most dangerous vaccine in the U.S. based on settled cases for injury. The last report issued in 2013 by the Department of Justice, and it's actually the vaccine court. Yeah, that's right. You heard me right. For compensation made by the Health and Human Services for people injured or killed by vaccines. It was released in December of 2013, covering a period from 8/16/2013 through 11/15/2013. We're just talking 5 months here. There were 139 claims settled during this time, with 70 of them being compensated. So just over 50% of the claims filed for vaccine damages were compensated during this period. Now, once again, the greatest percentage of damages compensated were the influenza vaccine, and most of those were for the Guillain-Barré syndrome. Yet these facts, tucked away in file on the Department of Health and Human Services website, are never reported in the mainstream media. Of the 70 cases compensated, 42 of them were for the flu vaccine, or 60% of the cases. They were settled where compensation was awarded for injury or death due to the vaccine. Oh, I just had a thought. Wait till the lawsuits roll around en masse against the people going after the mandated vaccines for our babies. Autism, through the roof. Wonder if they'll report on that one. And as somebody mentioned earlier, you know, where's Kennedy at? Kennedy was out there talking about vaccinations, and he was talking about autism. And they couldn't turn the guy down because his name was Kennedy, so they put him up, and then, boom, story gone. The combined total of the other 40% of cases settled, including the following vaccines, Hep B, HPV, DTaP, which I have no idea what it is, the MMR, which is mumps and rubella and something else. This is amazing. So injuries and death due to the flu vaccine were compensated more than the total compensation paid out to 11 other vaccines. Yet if you look at the top-selling vaccines in the market, the top flu vaccine is only number 5, being outsold by Prevnar, Gardasil, Infanix, Pedianix, when they come up with some wonderful names for their killer stuff. And when you receive your routine annual flu shot, are people even aware of this? These people doing these vaccines, I mean, geez, you can go do your grocery shopping and get shot up with poison all at the same time. Isn't that convenient? I don't think I've heard anybody saying, hey, you know, here's the dangers. And this is just during a 3-month period. I'm sorry, it wasn't 6 months, a 3-month period in 2013. When we published the report back in 2013 for that period covered, the numbers were very similar, 77 cases settled for compensation resulting in injury or death due to the vaccines. And folks, they don't make settlements if there's no valid claim. Now, what they may tell you is we're going to compensate, we're going to settle this case, but there's usually a little hook put in there that you can't disclose the terms of the settlement. Clearly, the flu vaccine is the most dangerous vaccine in America today. Well, I would kind of disagree with that. But if you're an anti-vaccination person out there, especially for the flu, that's going to be your world. Now, these cases are the ones that were compensated for injuries and death due to vaccines, which are only about 50% of the claims filed. The other 50% of vaccine injuries or deaths filed received nothing, because their attorneys were not able to defeat the government attorneys. And by the way, the government attorneys, that's right, you're paying for them. Well, maybe not directly. The government just borrows the money off of future earnings of the American people. I think we're, up to 3015, the year 3015 by now? We probably borrowed that far into the future. Yes, we do need attorneys, don't we? Yeah. Attorney Howard Gold of Gold Law Firm, who settled a case for the GBS due to a flu vaccine in 2011, he said practitioners have 3 years from the onset of injury or 2 years from the date of death to file a claim. Isn't it interesting for treason and murder? There's no sunset on that. No. No statute of limitations. But you only have 2 years from the date of death to file a claim. And that's assuming that somebody else is filing it for you. I haven't seen a dead man yet file a claim. All right, let's take the break here. A little bit more on these vaccines. You know, in spite of the very carefully manicured news in this country, you're still getting a straight poop, aren't you? You're getting it through us, through Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, support our efforts. This battle is a long, long way
from
over.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
With the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace, welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is.
Got the little black car, the little black dress, we got the guru and the trailer and the full-course dress, we got the software hot
dogs. Boy, nobody wants to talk today. I thought they'd be all... Some person called me on my home phone today to complain to me about Mike Rivero's on-air broadcast. And when I asked her, I said, "Who is this?" And she hung up. Now, this kind of ticked me off a little bit, so I called back. And I said, well, this is the owner of the network that you're calling right now. This is my name. And I told her who I was. I said, who are you? Click. Well, I didn't call back the third time. You know, at any rate. I'm sorry?
Could be worse.
Yeah. As the attorney Howard Gold says, the petitioners have 3 years from the onset of the injury, 2 years from the date of death, to file a claim. Gold states that the program is not used as much as it could be because the American public is just not aware of it. Well, you are now. I receive at least 5 calls a month from individuals who cannot obtain compensation because the deadline has passed. They just found out about it too late. We all need to do a better job of getting the word out to the public that the program exists. In November of 2013, a healthy 19-year-old young man died from a routine exam that included the flu vaccine. Chandler Webb received a flu shot on October 15th and then died on November 19th, 28 days later. Since the flu shot is considered safe in the medical field, doctors waited too long to suspect that the flu shot was the cause of Chandler's rapidly deteriorating medical condition, according to his mother. She believed that if they had investigated the adverse reaction of the flu shot immediately, he still might be alive today. Now, these cases being compensated by the vaccine court for injuries and death due to flu vaccine, the majority of them are the Guillain-Barré syndrome. Now, what is that? The Guillain-Barré syndrome is a rare disorder in which a person's own immune system damages their nerve cells, causing muscle weakness and sometimes paralysis. GBS can cause symptoms that last a few weeks. Most people recover fully, but some people have permanent nerve damage, and in very rare cases, people have died, usually from difficulty of breathing. Now, polio is an infectious disease caused by a virus that lives in the throat and intestinal tract. Up to about 72% of susceptible people infected with polio have no symptoms. However, infected people without symptoms can still spread the virus and cause others to develop polio. About 24% of infected susceptible people have minor symptoms such as fever, sore throat, upset stomach, or flu-like symptoms, and have no paralysis or other nervous serious symptoms. About 1 to 5% develop aseptic meningitis, and that's stiffness in the back or legs, and in some persons, increased or abnormal sensations a few days after minor illness resolves. Now, these symptoms typically last about 2 to 10 days, followed by complete recovery. Less than 1% of the polio cases result in paralysis of the limbs, usually the legs. Of those cases resulting in paralysis, 5 to 10% of the patients die when the respiratory muscles are paralyzed. Almost sounds like a snake bite, doesn't it? And of course, the medical community and the mainstream media want everybody to believe that polio was eradicated by vaccines a long time ago. Well, there has been some discussion on that. We are seeing diseases that we have eradicated in this country, or all but eradicated, and all of a sudden they're starting to spike again. What was the story today, Mike, about Los Angeles, that people are dying out there? Dig up the story. I wanted to post that today. Of course, that medical community and mainstream media, well, what does the mainstream media advertise? What are their major contracts? Oh, that's right, the pharmaceutical companies. That's right. Is that recent? There's been like 25 or 30 deaths out there in Los Angeles. And I don't know if it was meningitis or what the heck it was. We'll try to dig that up during the bottom of the hour break here. John in Missouri, or is that Montana? Missouri. We'll take his call after this break.
No reason to get excited.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Back, John in Missouri. Hello, John.
Hi there.
Hey, there's a doctor, a lady doctor out here in central Missouri, worked at a hospital, and they told her she had to take the flu shot, and she told them she wouldn't, and they told her she had to sign a paper that said she wouldn't, and she said she wasn't going to do that either. But she went and opened up her own doctor store. She doesn't take insurance. $50. You go give her $50 and you get to see the doctor. She's a very competent doctor. And the reason I'm telling you this is to say there's a bright side to this heavy-handedness by the pharmaceuticals people. That people can go do this on their own and give a service to the community and ignore those folks.
I had heard when you said $50 visit, I just saw a story on One America News about a doctor that she was relieved of her medical license because Well, it had to do with Obamacare, and the woman didn't use computers. She didn't like them. She didn't understand them. Therefore, she didn't use them. So they lifted her medical license because of it. Now she's petitioning to get her license back. And she was the doctor that when you showed up in her office, she charged $50 for a complete medical workup, an examination. You know, not just getting, you know, the blood pressure thing out and listening to your heart and, you know, looking in your ears and up your nose and down your throat. I mean, she would give a pretty comprehensive medical exam, only $50. There are people out there. Remember me talking about the group of doctors that had it in Oklahoma and opened up the Oklahoma Surgery Center. I mean, these guys were a one-stop shop. They had their anesthesiologists, they had their surgeons, they had, you know, the ortho guys and everybody. And they wouldn't take credit cards either. It was cash and carry. And the price reflected it. Most of the major surgeries that they did would beat Mexican prices. Everybody goes down to Mexico to get operated on now because, quite frankly, they can't afford anything here in this country.
Well, there's a bright side to all this nonsense that the establishment wants to shove down our throats. And some of the people are taking it, and I only think it's going to go further, personally. I mean, who can afford a doctor? I went to a local hospital, got two tablets of penicillin, and it cost $245. And I'd have been just as well off going across the street to the farm supply store, getting a whole bottle of penicillin.
Oh, but you can't do that anymore. I just talked to Vince Finelli when I was up at his farm this past weekend, and they have stopped that. The federal government has put their club foot down and put a halt to that.
I don't know. I think I can go get all the penicillin I want.
Well, when was the last time you tried to make a purchase?
Well, it was a couple weeks ago. Yeah. I bought 250 milligrams of it.
So why did you have to go to the hospital?
I had a bad tooth. It was a tooth that was infected, and I had had other teeth do this, and they gave me penicillin. So
okay.
It was a Saturday. It was a Saturday evening, and my wife said, "Hey, we got insurance." Well, insurance isn't the cheapest thing you can have. You know, insurance can really cost you.
Well, what was the prescription? How much of the prescription for the penicillin cost you?
No, they gave me two tablets of it.
Well, but two tablets of penicillin is not going to stop anything. If you've got an infection... If you have an...
John, it stopped the infection that night. Monday, I went up to the dentist, and they took care of the issue, you know, but I was in pretty... It hurt. I wouldn't have went if it didn't really hurt, and I'll never go back again to that hospital.
Yeah.
I hope.
You'd be better...
I mean, if I had a car wreck out here, John, I would hope that the veterinarian's in the car behind me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right.
Thank you very much, John.
Thanks for your call.
Bye.
You know, there's probably veterinarians that I would trust more than a lot of doctors I've been to. Everybody wants to believe in the imminent front, you know. Oh, we got a nice clean lab coat on, and my name tag says Dr. So-and-so, and isn't my stethoscope around my neck? Doesn't that look real pretty and official? You know, you don't really know who these people are, unless it's a family doctor, and he's tried and true, and you've been going to him for a number of years. Wow. Rob in Chicago. Hello, Rob.
Hey, John.
Hey.
Good to talk to you again.
Yeah.
Most of the doctors that I liked to listen to are a lot of them are out in Missouri. You know, Dr. Caudill, he had some good stuff about using castor oil USB. He was using it on people for eyes for one issue, and then after a while he started getting people telling him, "Hey, you cured my cataracts." So he started planning that into a little protocol. And all the natural stuff, that last guy on the phone, clove oil is a, I believe, it, one of the natural things for toothaches, tooth issues. But the thing that I promote so much is colloidal silver. If you swish that around and start soaking, you know, keeping that in your mouth, you're killing a whole bunch of bacteria there.
Yeah. And, well, but if you've got an impacted tooth, though, that I don't know that a mouth.
Well, you need help. You need help, but
yeah, I don't think a mouth swish here of colloidal silver. I mean, long term, but if that infection is causing pressure on nerves and it's underneath that tooth into the gum, I don't think colloidal silver is going to do a whole lot.
Well, yeah, right. In the initial thing, there's many different layers. What I'm saying is there's many layers of natural stuff that, you know, can help and fight infection. Allicin is one of them, which is in garlic, the natural thing. There's just so many things out there that so many of these doctors can't prescribe because it's not a prescription. It was around long before prescription.
You're right about that.
Look
how Vince Finale finally got rid of that lung problem that he had. I mean, he was doing, what was it, vitamin C?
Well, we talked about it. He's layering a whole bunch of things. He's doing hemp oil, vitamin C, big time. He's doing another therapy that Dr. Sheely has, and then he's also...
Well, that's the one I was talking about, Dr. Norm Sheely.
Well, he's also doing the inhaler.
Rob, not time for me to talk now.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
I know how you are. I met you up there, so I know. good to have met you, by the way. The thing about this is that Dr. Norm Sheely put him on an IV with massive doses of vitamin C, and there was something else. Do you remember, Rob, what the other ingredient in that IV was?
Well, if I would bet on anything, I would think hydrogen peroxide.
I don't know if that was it or not, but at any rate, I'll find
out. I didn't hear from him on that part. He told me there was a couple other protocols. He didn't get too deep on the IV vitamin C, but that's an old time. I mean, that's been around forever. That's, you know, it's a great thing.
Yeah. But, all right.
You know, he's had to fight it so much, but I'll tell you, there's. You have to battle this stuff left and right because, like you said, you were reporting, there's all these ancient things that are coming up, and they're resurrecting them, and most likely they're coming up as a bioweapon. You know, people can argue it all they want, but if the stuff had died off already and all of a sudden it's mutated to something new and it's accelerating like the... A pneumonic plague is out in Madagascar, and it'll kill in one to three hours instead of 3 days like it was.
Yeah.
That tells me there's something going on.
Yeah, see, we got to ship those people into the country to spread new diseases. And that'll probably be the next thing. We'll have a program for Madagascar refugees and import a boatload of them into the country, spread them around. And spread disease. Rob, I got to fly. I've got other stuff I need to cover.
Sure.
I thank you for your call. Sovereign Man. Hello, Sovereign Man.
Greetings and salutations.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I wanted to speak on Steve Elkins when he was talking about, you know, he's not supposed to get shots. Well, there are some things you can do. Either get a set of dog tags or get one of those medical alert bracelets and have vaccine contraindicated on it. Do not vaccinate. Do not, you know. And that should do it because that holds whoever is going to give you a vaccination liable.
Hmm. I had not heard of that.
Yeah, and as far as the toothache, there is an extract that they're using now. You can get it at CVS or Rite Aid. It's called eugenol. It's the active ingredient in the oil of cloves.
And that works
really good.
And it's in a concentrated form?
Absolutely. It's great.
Wow.
I've experienced myself. I would recommend, and this is no way any type of medical advice, this is for information and entertainment purposes only.
I don't think anybody's going to sue you for this, but it's okay. I appreciate the little add-on there.
I'm giving you the caveat, John. Anyway, I would give the I would take the Eugen off for the pain, and then I would get oregano P73 from North American Urban Spice and put that in there. That's an antiviral, antifungal, antimicrobial. It will kill bubonic plague in a petri dish in 60 seconds.
Wow. All right. Well, Sarver, I appreciate it.
That's really good for upper respiratory, too.
Well, the stuff, Sarver, man, thank you very much for your call and your information. Appreciate it. Vince, I'm telling you, I went up there and I was shocked of how healthy this guy looked. I mean, for the past 4 or 5 years, anybody listened to his program, it was constantly, you know, and sometimes he'd be doing a broadcast and it was hard for him to continue because of these recurring lung infections. Well, when I saw him, he had color. He had a little paunch going on. He looked healthy as hell. But it damn near killed him. And this was about the same time when he was laid out and bedridden. Really hard to run a farm like that, folks. Tell you what. He thought he was going to die, and he damn near did. So I remarked when I was up there that I was sitting around for about a day, you know, putzing and doing this and doing that and having conversation. And I stopped and I looked at him and I said, wait a minute. I haven't heard you coughing. And he said, that's right. Thank God for miracles. Lou in British Columbia. Hello, Lou.
Make it quick. I had a John Steinmiller moment today.
Uh-oh.
Just wanted to share it with you. Going to Mickey D's, I'm going to pick up a cup of coffee. And wasn't a busy time. A guy walked in the door in front of me. I headed over to the live clerk, shall we call it, and he walks over to one of these self-help menu boards. I'm sure you've seen them around.
Oh, the little kiosk,
you can,
yes.
Input your order and go through all that. Well, I placed my order, and I'm waiting for them to brew up my cup of coffee, and I'm just watching this guy, and he's going through the menu. Finally, it's like, okay, now you can pay. And he holds up his cell phone, and, you know, there's a red scanner, and he's holding it back 3 feet, and he's rubbing it, and he's whacking it, and he's tipping it against it, and all of a sudden the screen just goes black, right? So what does he do? He walks around to the other side of the kiosk, and he starts all over again, right? And meanwhile, there's only two clerks, empty registers, nobody's standing in line, and this guy's persisting with his self-help menu. So I get my coffee. And as I walk past him out the door, I stop and I talk to him. I look him in the eye, and I said, I mean, I've been watching you. This technology sucks, doesn't it? It doesn't really work. And he goes, yeah, it doesn't work. It doesn't work with his shit. And I said, well, you know what? We came in at the same time. I got my order. I'm heading out the door, and you're costing somebody a job.
Uh-huh. What did he say to
there
that?
He just looked at me like I was from Mars. You know, well, like, how dare you assault me with words?
It didn't register with him, did it? Any more than it registered at Lowe's when I walked in that one day. They had 8 registers there, and the only thing they had going was a self-help. But they were nice enough to have somebody around assist me with my checkout, and I told him, I said, I will drop my order right here on the floor and walk out of here if you don't open up a damn register right now. And you know what? They did.
Yeah, they're forcing, it's going on with the Walmarts here, the Home Depots, the major, you know, big box stores. And we have another, it's sort of like the J.C. Penney of Canada, sort of the Canadian Tire store, big chain outfit up here, and any new store that they're putting in, that's what they're doing. They'll have the 8 registers, mm-hmm. but they'll only have one person on it, right? And mm-hmm. then the other 4 self-help registers will yep. be open, and they're basically funneling people, and they're forcing it to do it, right? And so it's it's pervasive. It really is. But, you know, I just, where I can, I try to point it out, make a note of it. I don't know if it makes any difference or not, but at least to the person standing there, it did.
Well,
anyway, the guy was kind of shocked that, oh, my God, this is Canada. People aren't just impolite.
Well, maybe it's time for the Canadians to get a little bit more impolite. If that's going to be the way of things, you guys need to get downright nasty then.
Totally agree. On another matter, Steve was mentioning this vaccine thing and the healthcare workers. A couple of years ago here in BC, the provincial teachers union pushed back hard against the powers that be on the very same issue, and mm-hmm. basically and came out on top. They stood their ground and insisted that you do not have to get a vaccination, and you know, won the battle. The war's still going on, but it was good to see.
All right, Lou, I got a break. Keep walking and talking.
Hey, thanks, mate.
All right, appreciate it very much. Maybe I ought to make a, instead of Ivan Vedenta mask, maybe I ought to make a John Stadtmiller mask. And then people can have John Stadtmiller moments on other people.
Of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Michael and I, during the break, walking around the office singing Sting's Roxanne, don't turn. I strained my voice. Well, but we have Roxanne from Texas. Hello, Roxanne.
Hello. I wanted to talk about the injections, the flu, or whatever. But what's in lot of them is that squalene, and I hope to call in to Steve if I get a chance on Sunday. But squalene, you know, that's a precursor to making vitamin D in the body, but when they put this as an adjuvant in what it does is shuts down our own squalene, we get a cytokine storm. I don't have too much time to go on, but that flu shot has squalene in it. Remember the 1918
flu? Yeah.
All of it had squalene in it. And Novartis, the chairman is, you know, it's all this, that's out of Sweden, and George Reinhardt, but his guy was Hassan Naris, can't even pronounce these names, but his mom was a nuclear engineer and his dad worked for HOEGANES, and they did atomatized medical powders. But as far as for tooth or pimples or thighs, take a Q-tip, apple cider vinegar, dip it in there, make sure you don't, you know, hurt your eye or whatever, or your tooth, and put it on there, because what that does is draws out the pus, the white leukocytes.
Wow!
Or you can use garlic.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on radio. You know, you need to call into Steve Elkins' program.
I will.
All righty, thank you, dear. Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Finishing up here over at Zero Hedge, they put this out. Suffolk County DA used $3.3 million in asset forfeitures to fund massive public employee bonuses. Say they don't take care of their own. Just over a month ago, we wrote about the curious case of Frank Ranelli of Alabama and the growing problem of asset forfeitures all across the United States. What did our attorney general just do? Put it on steroids for us. Thank you, Mr. Sessions. Ranelli, who owned a local computer repair shop in Ensley, Alabama, showed up to work one day in 2010, only to be later raided by local police who proceeded to confiscate thousands of dollars worth of his assets. Nothing ever came of the case, and despite no official charge and no real jury trial, Ranelli, after 7 years of effort, has been completely unsuccessful in recovering the assets the officers took from his business. You know, people are going to get tired of getting the business, and when these guys show up, they're just going to start shooting them, I'm afraid. The morning of June 29, 2010, began much like any other day for Frank Ranelli, the owner of Far Computers in Ensley, Alabama. Ranelli, who had owned his computer repair business just outside of Birmingham for more than 20 years, was doing some paperwork in his windowless office when he heard loud banging at the front door. When in a matter of moments, Ranelli was placed under arrest and all of his computer equipment in his store, much of which belonged to customers, had been confiscated by Alabama police, never to be returned. Within moments of Homewood Police Sergeant had declared a room full of customers' computers, merchandise, and other items stolen goods. He ordered his officers to arrest them all, according to Ranelli, who was cuffed and taken to Homewood Jail, along with two of his shop employees. The police proceeded to confiscate more than 130 computers, most of which were customers' units waiting to be repaired, though some were for sale, as well as the company's business servers and workstations and even receipts and checkbooks. Never got a dime back. That's justice in America at the point of a gun. Thanks for being with us today. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.